Welcome to the America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting from coast to coast with Carrie Hall, separating fact from fiction on health issues and the insurance industry. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your host, America's Healthcare Advocate, Carrie Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. I'm your host, Carrie Hall. My producer, Mr. Jim Moore, my special guest in studio, Tim Lawley, president of My Notification Service, and Russell Coyne, the marketing director for My Notification Service. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Great to have you here today. Thanks for flying in.
Great to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about this company today. This is an interesting topic, ladies and gentlemen. You know, what do you do if your child's away at college, winds up going to an emergency room and needs care, and they can't find you? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what do you do if you're traveling across the country and you're on business and you wind up in an automobile accident or some other type of accident, or you get sick or whatever happens and you're not able to communicate with the first responders and people that are helping you. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what happens if you're out of town or you're away from your home and you have pets in your home. There's a fire or some other emergency in your home and first responders go to your home. What do they do? So this company solves that problem. We're going to talk about how they do it. It's pretty neat. It's very innovative. They've got a great program, and it's something I think you're going to find very interesting, and it's certainly something that all of us at some time or another either have had the opportunity to use or know someone in our family that's had that situation occur. So we're going to talk with these folks today from My Notification Services, and they've got a great website, My Notify One, which we'll be talking about throughout the broadcast, about their program, how it works, how it can benefit you, and why it's something you're going to want to consider. All right, gentlemen, let's kind of get right to it. Tim, how did you guys get started with this? This is kind of a unique concept, certainly something that's needed, but not something that you see in the marketplace every day and most people are even aware of.
Well, it's unfortunate. It came out of two tragedies. Both gentlemen lived alone. One had a dog. When he entered the hospital, there was no way for any of the hospital personnel to contact a family member because his family lived out of state, and there was no way for them to know that he had a dog sitting there that needed to be taken care of, you know, needed water, needed food, needed to go out. It was a sad situation. Unfortunately, this person never did make it out of the hospital. It was at his memorial service where I looked around the room and noticed that a lot of my friends all fall into the same category. We live alone. We have certain responsibilities. And believe it or not, pets are the one segment that people really want to make sure they're taken care of. People spend more money on their pets than their children in a lot of cases. And we wanted to make sure that they were taken care of, they're getting better, not worrying about who is going to take care of their pet.
Russell, talk about how you guys do this and what you do. It's a unique process. It's a unique opportunity that you offer people. Let's talk a little bit about that and how you structure what you do.
The way our service works is when someone subscribes, we send them out a very unique sticker ID kit. And this is a kit, we'll talk about this a little later, that we developed along with the help of the American College of Emergency Physicians and a company by the name of Scene of the Accident, which trains emergency responders. And we developed a very highly visible sticker. It's a very visible yellow color, reflective, waterproof. And another thing we did very important is part of our logo, incorporated in our logo, is the Star of Life. And that is the international symbol for emergency medical service. So anybody that sees that symbol, anybody who's in the emergency services business, will know that this has to do with an emergency situation. So we give our subscribers stickers that will fit on the most restricted space on the back of your driver's license, because by law, if you were to go to the hospital and couldn't communicate, the hospital is going to look at your driver's license or state ID for your contact information and for medical information. And that is where we come in. We provide them with a sticker where the hospital will contact us, call us, our call center. We have 18 call centers throughout the country. We will verify the information with the hospital, and then immediately we can send their medical information to the hospital, and then we will notify up to 9 of their emergency contacts.
Well, you know, and Tim, I'm looking at this. You just handed me yours, and it's right on the back of your driver's license. This thing's about, what, an inch and a half long, if that, and about maybe half an inch wide, and it's got your code on here, which is your personal code, I'm assuming?
Absolutely.
Okay, and it's got an 800 number, 888 the number on here for them to call, and it says medical and contact info. It's got that star on it you just mentioned, Russell, and it's got the initials WARN. Now, what does that stand for, WARN?
When we started to research what was necessary for our ID stickers, we started to work with Todd Hoffman of Scene of the Accident. They're a nonprofit organization that educates first responders. They put on about 150 seminars a year all across the country. In fact, he's responsible for part of our awareness program. It was during the design of this that he said, would be nice if you had a unique acronym that first responders could look and immediately understand what it is that they were looking at, what they were going to get from this particular sticker. So we came up with WARN, which means warning and response notification. And so paramedics, firemen, police departments are made aware of just what information can be provided from this sticker by calling our toll-free number, offering up the individual's ID number, and letting our operators do what they were trained to do.
You know, interesting, Russell, you said you guys worked with the Academy of Emergency Room Physicians and then obviously first responders. You put a lot of thought into how you were going to structure this so they would have easy access to this, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we thought it was integral when we started this was to team up with organizations that know the emergency business, know how it works, how it operates, how it functions. And the American College of Emergency Physicians is the largest body that oversees emergency workers in the country, and they are the organization that really knows what goes on in the emergency rooms and what needs to be done to expedite things. So we get a lot of feedback from them.
And so, Tim, I guess if I'm in France or I'm in England or wherever I may be, when this sticker is seen with that star on there, they recognize what this is wherever you may be in the world. Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. We have the authorization from the U.S. State Department to affix our stickers to the emergency contact page of all U.S.-issued passports.
I've got a passport, obviously, and I travel, and I didn't even know there was an emergency page, guys. So I just learned something, okay?
There's
an emergency page, ladies and gentlemen. It's on page 7, and I'm looking at it. And right here on his passport is this exact same sticker. That's pretty neat. I didn't even realize that existed. It's amazing what you learn sometimes when you do radio. I had no idea this even existed. So there's an emergency notification page right here. And instead of, they give you like 3 lines to put everything you'd want, which is obviously not enough. So now with this sticker, everything is there.
We have the original toll-free number, which unfortunately only works in 62 countries.
Only in 62.
But because it does only work in 62 countries, we were asked to come up with an addendum sticker. And it turns out every hospital on the planet has email access, has internet access. So we came up with an addendum sticker that says ER@mynotify1.com. So no matter where this hospital is located, they can contact our call centers because those email addresses monitored by both the call centers and the responsible security person for that particular period. And we can forward that information in seconds because we don't have to verify the origin of the URL. It's right there on the email address. We simply reply to that particular email address with the subscriber's information. And now we do it in 2 fashions. We send it to them in English, and we can translate that into any one of 75 other languages.
So what happens here, Russell? I'm in London, okay, and I'm hit by a London cabbie. I'm in a hospital. They see this sticker. They see my passport. They call. Who do they get, and how do they access the information?
They'll call that 88 number on the back. That will get them to our call centers. And we have 18 call centers throughout the country. The reason we contracted with a company that has 18 call centers is if something ever happens to one call center, all the calls will roll to another call center. So we are never going to be down. Never.
Wow, that's interesting because there's redundancy there, obviously.
Obviously. In fact, I think one of our closest call centers is in Kansas City. And we actually got an email from them at the beginning of February when that big snowstorm hit. that they were going to be rerouting our calls to another one of the call centers.
Okay, so that's basically how it works. Ladies and gentlemen, I gave you a description of this. We started talking about it so you understand it. Now I'm going to come back in this next segment, and I'm going to tell you where these problems arise and why. You're going to be a little surprised to find out why you need to do this if you're not doing it and what you could be faced with if you haven't done something like this in the event of emergency. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA.